Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Alex with another episode of Undying Light, and this is a whole new series. So we have wrapped, the Attributes series that is done. We listened to the grand finale last Friday, and now, as promised, it's going to start digging into our highly requested and probably least known topic, at least for myself, eschatology. Not that it's least known in that I've never fully studied it. I just have never really put much emphasis into taking a particular position or trying to kind of put together where I stand in a lot of these particular spots, because there's just a lot that goes into the end of times. There's a lot that goes into understanding what happens, when it'll happen, what does the Bible actually say, understanding all that context, and trying to kind of piece it all together. So I've never really, devoted myself, if you would, to that study. I have been immersing myself into all sorts of other stuff, and so now it's time to walk with you guys through this, and hopefully by the end, my final show for this series, I don't have an end date, is going to kind of unpack my learnings and where I will stand. So it'll kind of be my grand finale. I'm going to kind of use this episode as an intro, and we are going to just simply discuss some topics that seem to kind of hit eschatology often. We're going to not make it, super in-depth today, because it's the intro episode, right? So I really want to make sure that I kind of set this up before we really dig into the meat of this particular episode series, because there's just so much to go into. And so with that, here's what I kind of have planned out. Well, hold on. Before I get to the actual outline of the series and to the show, a little bit of some housekeeping items. First of all, as I record this, I just got today part of the big giveaway that I'm going to be doing. The second part is in the mail. I may not get it until the end of July. And so at that juncture, I'm kind of don't know when I'm going to actually post it, but I would like to have that giveaway going with the beginning of this episode. So with that said, I may come back and actually edit something at the beginning of this episode. If not, you'll just see it on my Instagram page. But we will be giving away something extremely big, actually a bunch of things. So to one lucky winner. So I'm very excited for that. I cannot wait to get that announced. The second housekeeping bit is Logos Bible Software. So I've done an IG live on kind of just a very simple, like, this is what I use it for. But I do a lot more than just kind of what I showed in the video. It's only 8 minutes long. And I also talked on another live on a drive home about what I, you know, about the promo itself. And so if you have any questions, watch those. But right now, Logos and me and on this podcast and A Matter of Truth have partnered with each other to do this big promo. So you can go to logos.com/UndyingLight and you can get yourself some sweet Logos software. So you can get some free books if you're a new Logos customer, or you can get discounts on their packages, or if you already have a package, you get a discount on the upgrade. So check them out. You can start with just a free version if you're a new customer. So, you know, don't feel obligated to buy anything, but by all means, look into it, DM me, ask me questions. This is a really great piece of software. In fact, it's what I've been using a lot in terms of prepping this series. And I've got a lot of great tools at my disposal for that particular, or for, you know, for the series. So, you know, if you don't have to be in ministry, you don't have to be a seminary student or anything like that to use this. It is great for people all over the spectrum. And you can put the software on your phone. You sign into your account and you get all of your whole library on your phone. So you can, you know, use it to read your Bible. You can use it to pull up commentaries. You can use it to study. You can use it on the go if you're, you know, like traveling, things like that. So you don't have to lug a computer or a big tablet or anything. It's fantastic. Absolutely love it. Logos.com/UndyingLight. Make sure you get yourself a copy of that. So that's the big housekeeping stuff. Nothing major else going on. As this airs the first week in August, I don't know what's going on in October with the Doctrine and Devotion Conference that Joe Thorne and Jimmy put on, but I will am anticipating on going for that Friday and Saturday. So it would be pretty cool to see some people up there. I don't know if anybody listens to me that listens to them. If you do, that'd be great. You know, shoot me a DM if you're going. I'd love to hang out with you guys, grab dinner Friday night. So that would be really neat. So let me know. I don't do the whole cigar lounge thing, but I will definitely grab dinner and hang out with you guys. So other than that, I mean, I really don't have much else to really clean up here. You know, I just want to again say thank you to all the guests who joined me on the Attribute series. That was phenomenal. You guys killed that series with me. It was a blast recording. So big thank you to them, and thank you to Anthony for joining me for the grand finale, if you would, on that series. That means a lot to me, and you know, and hopefully we'll have you know, plowing into August with A Matter of Truth and some more drive-by episodes and things like that. So plenty of stuff on the table coming your way. I'm trying to deliver as much content as possible. Also, as you know, I am getting into the late summer, early fall months here. I'm looking to ramp up some more stuff for the patrons. So I do have a couple shirts left for those who are patrons. I do apologize with the way my schedule has been and my wife's schedule. It's been just unreal. I'm trying to get things going. So by the time this airs, I hope to have everything caught up and have the gear to who deserves it. Other than that, make sure if you do, it's simply $1 a month is all you have to get everything. You can give more by all means, but $1 a month gets you access to all of the content in Patreon that I do. We do Bible studies. It's right now bi-weekly or every couple of weeks, depending on how my schedule's flowing. But we do Bible studies. You guys get early podcast release up to a week in advance. And I'm thinking about releasing like study notes and that I do for these episodes. My notes are really simple. I don't take many, but I think as I go into this, I will have more. I'm going to do seminary notes going into the fall class because I'm doing some sermon writing. Class on sermon writings, so you guys will get access to that kind of material. So it will be probably on a locked channel on our website. So if you are interested, $1 a month gets you access to all that. If you feel in your heart to give more to help support this ministry, by all means, that is greatly appreciated. Because if we have people that give all, you know, a whole range of amounts, but I don't want to. I couldn't find it in my heart to separate tiers and people. I just wanted to say if you give to this ministry, I give everything to you then. So that's kind of my philosophy. Guys, again, big huge thank you to the patrons because you have made this show this year what it is. You've resurrected it from the podcast graveyard after you know, the split from Paul and I back in March and April, and we hit the ground running in May, and I'm still full steam into this series. I've got stuff lined up in my mind. I've got partnerships. I've got people coming on. You guys will actually see Bible Dingers coming on for an episode in this series, and I'm going to try to reach out to a couple other people as well to get them on the show for this series that are actually, you know, like really good experts in this material. So big things coming. I'm very excited. And so big thank you to the patrons who help support the momentum of this. So again, like I said, $1 a month gets you access to all of the material I give to them. So if you have any questions, that link is in my bio on Instagram. You can also DM me or go to undyinglight.org for more information. So, guys, very simple episode. I'm just going to cover some of the lay of the land for what we're going to do in this upcoming series. So, I don't expect this to be a long episode, but I do want to make sure that we do cover some stuff and talk about what it is that we are going to encounter on this whole series. Now, as I've said before, I don't foresee us getting into too much, or I don't see us cutting this short, I'll say. I don't see this being something that's only like 5 or 6 episodes. The way I've planned this is it's going to be an extensively long series. I've already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, at least 20 episodes planned, potentially more. So buckle your seatbelts because we're going to probably take this into the end of the year and then into the next year. But here's the plans. So this is the intro to this series, I want to make sure that people understand what the rest of the year is going to look like from Undying Light standpoint. This series will probably take at least 20 episodes if I do some of these in two parts or more because the topics are weighty. Once we get to December, I'm going to pause this and we're going to do a Christmas series. We're going to do 4 episodes on the birth of Christ. And then starting in January, we'll pick up where we left off with this and finish this series out. And then after this series, we are going to go through characters and books of the Bible that are unpopular or not really talked about often. And we're going to look at some of those like lesser known characters, things like that. We're going to go through that whole series, like people that don't get the everyday recognition like Peter and Paul do. So we're going to be probably spending a majority of our time in the Old Testament. We'll probably be looking at, you know, Chronicles and First and Second Kings and things like that. So we're going to be going through a ton of scripture, and we're going to be talking about these people, and I'm very excited for that whole series. So so as we start to build out this episode, here's what we have, at least what I have written as a potential timeline for this series. Now, the first few episodes are pretty much set in stone, and then after that, it might shift depending on dates and availabilities and people. If I get somebody to actually join me, those may shift, change in that, but I'll always obviously give you advance notice of what's coming next. And if I get into like a 2 or 3 parter, I will stick to that. Obviously, I'm not going to just be like, oh, part one and then go like 4 weeks and then part two. I'll obviously never do that. That's terrible show management. So so obviously episode one, the intro today. Next week we're going to actually talk about death, and I'm going to talk about why here in a little bit, but this is just the outline. So we're talking about death, then we're going to talk about heaven and hell in two separate episodes. Spoiler alert, Bible dingers, those guys from New Jersey are going to join me on the episode on hell. So we're going to talk about that. It's going to be probably insane. I don't have the little cool plugins that they do, but so they're going to have to suffer through with me. And it'll be probably just the four of us cracking some dad jokes and having a good time. So after that, we're going to do judgment. So that might be an episode I have yet to really pin it to, if I want to make a full episode or if I want to kind of put it into the first three. So I just kind of have it asterisked right now because it might just end up being mostly part of the death episode and then, you know, a sublet of heaven and hell. So let's keep that one kind of noted. It may not get its own episode. All right, then the meat of the series, guys. We're going to talk about dispensational premillennialism. It's going to get its own whole show. Then we're going to talk about historical premillennialism. And then we're going to talk about postmillennialism and then amillennialism. So each of these shows will get their topics will get their own show. And I went round and round in my head, what do I want to do first? Do I want to do scripture or do I want to do these theological viewpoints? Because I didn't want the viewpoints to be influenced by, or I wanted them to be influenced by scripture, but I didn't want the viewpoints to influence the way we read scripture, if that makes sense. Let me say it one more time. I did not want to do these first per se and then allow these viewpoints to influence how we read scripture. I was thinking about doing scripture first and then going to the viewpoints, but I think it's better to put these out on the table because these are the four positions that people generally take. And then the way I think I have it set up will allow us to examine scripture without influence. So after amillennialism, we're probably going to do a couple episodes, maybe three, on Old Testament eschatology. So this little sublet of a series is going to take us through the Old Testament. I've got a couple good books that I've been working through. And well, we will see how that unpacks in the Old Testament. Then, after we do the Old Testament, we're going to look at the four Gospels. We might do those in two episodes, just do like Matthew and Mark, and then Luke and John. Or we might just say do it in one episode. I haven't really decided yet because I got to go through and pull all that scripture together. So it could be as low as one, as many as four. But essentially what I want to examine here is the four Gospels. What is Jesus actually saying here about the end of times? We're going to examine stuff like the end of the age. We're going to talk about the temple fall. We're going to talk about, you know, all of that kind of, you know, meat in that. So I don't have a range yet. in my head. So I try to, and the reason I don't is because as I go along in the series, I get a feel for what people are talking to me and tell me about. And so sometimes I might gear out a little more, or I might reel it back a little bit. So by the time we get to that, it could be a little bit longer if people want more. You know, if they're really digging this series, then we might go, you know, further into it. After we examine the four Gospels, we're going to look at Paul's eschatology. So we're going to look through all of Paul's writings, and we're going to look at, you know, how he viewed the end of times. And then we're going to hit Revelation, and we're not going to go verse by verse. It would take an extraordinarily long time. What we're going to do is, you know, probably look at group of chapters or themes. We're going to look at, you know, big kind of chunks of it at a time. I don't know how many episodes I'm going to do on it. It's not going to be, I don't want to make it 20 episodes or 22 or anything like that. But it probably will be 5 or 6 episodes. Could, you know, that's kind of what I'm ballparking at. So I might do the first few chapters. Really what I'm going to look at is some commentaries, some studies, and then I'm going to pick my notes like, okay, so here's what's happening here, and then we're going to talk about it, and then we'll kind of go and connect these pieces as we go along. After Revelation, that is, we'll wrap up the series. We'll do a big grand finale show, and I will kind of expound where I'm at. What have I learned? Where do we land? And what is my position on eschatology? So that's the whole outline. Like I said, we're looking at north of 20-some episodes, could be 30. I don't want to take a whole year, obviously, on that. That would be insane. But I want to make sure I do enough justice to this series that this is helpful to those who are in the same boat as I am and just don't know where to start. So then I can point people back to like, hey, check out this episode, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, point people back to what I was able to uncover. So this will be a bit more weighty of a series. I am going to do legwork on it. I am going to be a little bit more academic. So you might be dealing with a little bit more terms, but I will make it presentable. Just as we did the attribute series, I will make it to the point where any person can listen to this series and get it. You're not going to be lost. I will make sure that we explain. That means if I have to take 2 shows to explain dispensational premillennialism to you and what that means, because you probably don't know right now, that's fine. But I will do my due diligence to walk you through that, because I want to. That's the point of the show, is to take you through some of these big, meaty, weighty topics that are floating out there in the Christian world that people might think they believe, but then don't really have an understanding of what it actually is. So that's going to be the outline. But I do want to go over a couple things in this particular show, just so we can kind of have an idea of what is actually happening in this series. So you hear this term eschatology and you might think, you know, oh, I know what that is, but do you really? Right? I mean, we might think we hold a position, but do we really fully understand why we hold that position? So eschatology simply is the study of the last things. It's just a fancy word for something we already do. If you read scripture and you believe that Christ is coming back, you hold an eschatological position on that. You believe that Christ is going to come back at the end of times. So with that, there are a few things that we must address when we are dealing with see, by the time I get like 18 times into this show, I'm going to mess it up. Eschatology. It's a bit of a tongue-twisting word. Say it 30 times fast. Tell me how you do. There's just some things that can go wrong if we don't, you know, apply special boundaries, if you would. So we can get tempted. So number one, and I read through this article, and I want to make sure that I note it. It's on Legionnaire's website. It's just simply how not to study the end of time. So I thought this was great little piece, and these 3 points that they presented were helpful because they kind of put some boundaries up, right? The first one is that we are tempted to engage in speculative eschatology. And it says when end time study is not rooted in scripture, it becomes vain dreaming. The dogmatization of our wishes in a time of unfathomable suffering and pain. Job asked his mostly well-meaning friends, how then will you comfort me with empty nothings? There's nothing left of your answers but falsehoods. And when it comes to the matters of the eternal life and death, we need more than just empty nothings. We need more than traditional religious rituals and mantras to suggest sometimes superficially that the best is yet to come. So basically, we cannot just sit and wish on what we want. It's not subjective. This isn't something that we can dream about and, oh, you know, I can't wait for this, that, and the other, and just to relax and, you know, sit in my hammock in heaven and drink lemonade and sleep till noon and play video games. That's all speculative. You know, and some people would probably even go to the line to say that believing in a rapture is speculative. Oh, you know, I'm going to get raptured out of this place long before the 7-year tribulation happens. Let's not read Left Behind and call that our eschatology platform, because it's just not. Let's just not do that. So, number two they have is be aware of argumentative eschatology. They go on to say, for some of us, the very topic of the end of times is off-putting because it can be such a continuous issue. Some of us have felt our Christianity questioned by those who have a different concept of the end, but surely God does not peel back the curtains of future history, giving us a glimpse into a staggering profundity of death and judgment or the glorious return of the King of Heaven. So, don't use the end of times to be conflicting towards other people. Don't use it to, you know, assert that your position is right, because in the end, what I've seen thus far, at least, is that some of the stuff can be, you know, moved to either of the spectrums with any, you know, with any of the four positions to take. And, you know, at the end of it, what if they're all wrong? Again, this is only the beginning episode, so we don't really know quite where we stand with everything. So, and number three, this is my biggest one, is we must avoid eschatology. I don't want to talk about those things because I know God's in control and I'm going to leave it up to him and whatever happens, happens. That's pooey. We need to get our butts into scripture and we need to understand what it is that God is calling us to know. What does the Bible say about the end of times? And we are going to dig into that in this series. And I hope that this is an edifying series because there's so much here. And so that's why I'm taking such a long time to kind of unpack all this for everybody. I'm doing everything I can to really hold your hands through it all. So, so what we've got is how not to do it, right? Not, you know, it's not a, an argument. It's not a, just a random, you know, throw to the wind and hope something great happens. And we definitely should not be avoiding this topic. So I said early on that next episode we're going to cover death and the theology of death. And the reason I put that in is obviously we have to contend with the end of times. So what happens before we make it to the end of times? If we are living today and the end of times doesn't happen for 100 years, chances are most of us will probably die. And the grim reality is that for most Christians, death is a fearful thing. And for some, it's something that shouldn't be. I'd even go to say for any Christian, death shouldn't be something we fear. It shouldn't be something we enjoy, but we shouldn't fear it. We should embrace it, knowing what do we see and know from Scripture, and what do we see and know coming out of the early church and what they believed happened the next step. So that's why I wanted to take an episode and really kind of start to just unpack what does Scripture say? What does some of the early church fathers say about death? And, you know, how does that apply to us today? So I wanted to take that. And that's why I put death in here. It's a topic that doesn't often get covered, especially, you know, unless you're at a funeral, right? I mean, nobody's going to be talking about death at the pulpit on a Sunday morning. Nobody wants to hear that. It's pretty gruesome, right? So I want to take the due diligence and be very respectful to this topic and go through this and hopefully kind of, you know, teach some stuff along the way. I've read a really good book. It's a bit more on the progressive side, but the historical context is really good. Some of the people the author cites, I'm not a fan of, and so I just kind of skim over that. But the, you know, going back to the early church fathers and that he cites is really good. So and then we're going to talk obviously about heaven and hell. And the reason I put those in here is obviously when we hit judgment or death, then what happens next? It's either heaven or hell. And the reason we have those in here, those few topics, are if we don't make it to the end of times, this is what the Christian faces. If we make it to the end of times, like if Christ comes back next week, what do we expect? So, or how could we expect Christ to come back next week? And we have all these different views on what will actually happen. So these all just kind of go well together. They're all kind of meshed into one, you know, big long stream of topics, if you would. So guys, that's what I have in plan. I've worked for a number of, you probably say days. I mean, it took me a couple of weeks to, you know, plan this out, how I wanted to take this approach, but, I have been kind of dragging my feet the last couple of weeks because I've got other private personal things going on in terms of ministry and school and things like that. So, I am very excited for this series. I bounced this idea off of a couple of people. They're fully on board and they love the idea, the concept that I'm taking with it. And so I really hope this is super edifying. And like I said early in the show, what my point is when people DM me and asking me about an end of times question, I can point them to a particular episode and say, go listen to this. It will help answer your questions. And we may not address every question. I don't know. I may even put an episode at the end of this and say, okay, for those who have listened to it, if you have questions or anything, throw it in there. If we have enough, we'll do a show on it. So I might start doing that towards the end of this series. So keep your eyes out for that. And if you have questions, write them down now. Email them to undyinglightministries@gmail.com. And we'll stack them in there and get those answered for you at the end of this series, because I really want to make sure that we address all of these topics that we have put forward. And I think this is the most conclusive study that I've done, and hopefully say that many have done on the end of times. So after this, like I said, we're going to do a whole series on lesser known people and books of the Bible, and or less talked about, and then we'll have that Christmas special in Christmas, and after that we've got a couple of things that I'm kind of throwing around in my mind, this will take us, those two series will take us well into probably next spring, or a little bit thereafter. So we've got some time, guys and gals. So again, shorter episode, but make sure you check out the Logos promo. That's going to be going on probably through the end of this series. So logos.com/undying light. Get yourself a download, get yourself some Bible software, and start getting some commentaries and building up your library. So that way you can be equipped when you need to. So ladies and gentlemen, that's it. I am going to go to bed. And I'm going to enjoy my day off tomorrow with my family and cross my fingers and hope that we get some phone calls from some church. So as this is still early July as I record this episode, but guys, I love you all. I appreciate your support. I hope the series is great. I'm looking forward to getting into the meat of it. Until we reach the end of it, God bless. Love you all. Take care.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.